Midlands Today with Will Faulkner, with the stories beyond the headlines. Midlands
103. Settle an argument. How often should you get your chimney sweeped? Or swept, as the case may be. Well, 083 3010 103. What's the answer to the question? We'll give you the answer in just a few minutes, because I want to introduce you to Dave Walsh of Dave's Chimney Repairs in County Offaly. How are you, sir?
Grand, well, and yourself?
And you will be also at the Midlands 103 Green Home and Energy Show, with thanks to Electric Ireland Superhomes. 18th of February, that's a Sunday, Tullamore Court Hotel. And your main business would be, you do a lot of repairs of chimneys. What does the damage in the first place?
Yeah, well, the damage is done by a build-up of crease, so in the flue liner, like from the... Somebody, a lot of people, what they do is they're using a cooker and or a stove, and they close it down at night time and leave the, you know, a few sods of turf smoldering along there. And there'll be, you know, moisture in the turf that goes up, and as it goes up through the chimney, then it turns to water and then sticks to the side of the chimney. And then it holds the soot that's in the fumes, like going up, sticking to the side. Eventually that builds up. And what you do is it's building up for oil. Next thing, you have a hot fire on one of the days, and up there she goes, the fire goes up the chimney, and you mightn't even be aware of it, but it does a lot of damage, like, you know.
So this is like tar. So how do you get rid of it?
Yeah, well, the secret to it is very simple, really. You just keep your fire burning hot and then let it burn out. Don't have it smouldering. Like, if you've burning two or three sods a day, and this little fire is in the chimney, in the cooker, like, and there's a bit of steam coming up along with it, and it's going slowly up through the chimney. That's the one that builds up the tar on the side. Whereas if you were burning a hot fire, the fire is hot, and the steam is going up faster through the chimney, and it's not cooling down. And then it keeps the liner dry, and then the stuff burns off as it goes, like, you know.
Are some fuels a bigger culprit than others?
Well, you know, a lot is kind of trying to stretch the fuel where the cost of living is now, like, you know, but it's expensive to burn fuel, like, so... Everybody's trying to get the best economy out of it, like.
So you're damned if you do.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you know, it's kind of like, it's part of life, especially in the Midlands, it's very common. Most of the fires in the country, I'd say, are more so in the Midlands area, because there's a lot more turf. And, like, there's always moisture in turf. And that's kind of the one that builds up the creosote, like, you know.
So trying to keep the fire as hot as possible. And then good practice late at night. What would you
do? It's kind of, I suppose it's kind of timing your fire, like, whichever time of the day is probably better to get more efficiency, maybe the evening time or whatever, to get the fire up and then let it burn out through the night, so it's not smouldering over the night, like, you know.
So prevention is better than cure.
Yeah.
But let's say that ship has already sailed, you've got a problem, you call Dave.
Yeah.
What do you need to do to get rid of it?
Well, to get rid of the creosote, you can use bluestone. That's the stuff you can throw into the fire. It dries up the creosote on the side of it, do you know. But and brush it twice a year. Do you know, if you're burning a lot of fuel, if you brush it twice a year, you're fairly safe as well. Like, it'll keep it from building up. Say the lady leaves it for 2 or 3 years before you brush it the chimney, then she's given a good plenty of time to build up on the side of the flue liner, like, you know.
So twice a year, what time?
Thereabouts, like, you know. Say the winter time and the end of the summer or whatever, you know.
Yeah, because I always notice when we come to autumn and the fire hasn't been on in a few months, there's always a bird who's built a nest.
Yeah.
The moment you light the fire, it all goes up.
So that's it, like,
there are different times when there's bigger risk than others.
Yeah.
If you have tar coming through the wall, what does that indicate?
Well, that's kind of like where you've had your fire and the fire has cracked the liner. Because if you think about it, the creosote was in the flue liner. It's not going to get outside the flue liner unless there's damage to the flue liner. So what's happened there is you've had your fire in the chimney and then it's cracked the liner and then it's just pushed out through the filling, out to the block, out through the block. And that's the way it goes, like, you know. There's only one direction for it, like, you know.
So that's an expensive repair?
Yeah, well, like, let's say 99% of the work we do is insurance work, like. So the house is insured, it's fire damage, and their insurance covers fire damage. So we have our own assessors and we bring them in and they assess the cost end of it and get the money off the insurance to cover the cost of doing the repair work.
So that's a new flue in effect then?
Yeah, just pull out everything, pull out the flue liner and the filling and put in new flue liners, new filling.
And are they standard or are there different qualities of flue liner?
Yeah, there's all sorts of different types. Like you have flexi liners, you have ceramic liners, clay liners, you have single wall steel liners. You know, so it's really you have twin wall liners then as well. So there's a lot of different types out there. And you know, but
it's, what comes into play when you decide which one is best?
Well, it depends on which is more suitable. Like, you know, it depends on, let's say, whether it's an open fire cooker, stove, or the size of the unit you're using, like, you know, and the heat output and stuff like that, like, you know.
Right, so you need to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about chimney cracks. What's likely caused that to happen?
Yeah, well, the chimney cracks, it's simple enough as well. It's expansion and contraction, say, from heat. Like, if you think about, you have your chimney is built in masonry work most of the time, block work. So, like, that's going to expand and contract. So, like, if you have, even just using the stove or the cooker, regardless to whether you have a fire in it or not, you still have heat and contraction. Yeah. It's going from low temperature to high temperature into the block work. So that's causing expansion and contraction. But, like, the damage with the cracks is caused when you have a very high temperature that builds up very quickly. And then it cracks the liner, and then the heat goes out through the block, cracks the block.
Right, so there's a difference between settling cracks, for instance, then.
Yeah, settlement would be a different thing. It's got to do with, say, the ground, the strength of the ground that's holding the weight that's on it, like. Whereas this is, that's kind of a weight thing, whereas the chimney is a heat thing.
So, you know? The advice there, obviously, is to, going back to what you said earlier, have a reasonably hot fire on, but not one that's too hot.
Yeah, that's it, like, you know, but you're, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Like, you know, it's just kind of one of them things, like, you know. But if you keep within reason, everything, you know, not too extreme, then you shouldn't have a problem, like, you know.
And if you've cracked your chimney, is that again more often than not an insurance claim?
Yeah, that'd be fire damage again, like, you know. Because it's obviously the extreme heat of a fire that causes the crack, like, you know. And you go back to the insurance. Like, a lot of the problems we'd have with cracks would be in the stack, which is outside of the roof. So it's more exposed to the extremes of the temperature. Like in the winter time, obviously you have cold, frost, this, that and the other. Summertime, you have the sunshine and you have heat temperatures going up and this, that and the other. So plus you have, say, when you have the winter time, you have the frost and you have the fire going up through it. So if the thing is cold, next thing the fire goes up, so it gets hot very quick. And that's what causes the cracks, like, you know.
Lots of people want to pick your brain. They will have a chance to do so at the Green Home and Energy Show. But a few have asked, if you have a bad draw, is there anything you can add that'll improve it?
Yeah, well, a bad draw is a lot has got to do with the atmosphere, like, you know, and the height of the chimney outlet, say, in regard to the ridge of the roof. Like, if you're the top of your outlet, the chimney is supposed to be 500 mil over the ridge of the roof. To allow for, say, a pressure of air and wind blowing in different directions. But see, a lot of problems would be, say, where the outlet of the chimney would be lower than the ridge of the roof. So it's caught in an air pressure, and the air pressure is pushing the smoke back down into the house, like, you know.
Could it happen as well when you built the house and trees were small, but they've matured over the years and you get lots of trees surrounding them?
Yeah, that's the atmosphere as well, like, whereas you have the pressure of the wind blowing against the trees and it's causing a downdraft, like, you know.
I've seen people put on electric cowls and things like that. Do they make much of a difference?
Oh, they do, yeah. But electric cowl is good for pulling the stuff up. Like, that pulls the heat up through it as well, like, you know what I mean? So it's kind of something you have to keep an eye to as well, you know?
You win some, you lose some.
That's it, yeah.
Well, we look forward to having you at the Midlands 103 Green Home and Energy Show. Again, it's the 18th of February, and if you want more details, just go to midlands103.com. Or if you want to chat to Dave, Dave, how can you be reached?
You can reach me on 086-811-6195. That's the phone. And you can get me on CelticDevelopmentsLimited.com or DavesChimneyRepair.com.
Any chance you come in Wednesday mornings, 20 past 10, replace Mr. Clunan?
Oh, sure. I left Mr. Clunan there. He's good.
I won't tell him you said that. Dave, thanks very much.